Stay up to date on the green and gold all off season. The Green and Gold Fix podcast is brought to you by Potawatomi Casino Hotel. Luxury stay, elite play, unwind in sophisticated comfort. Win big, dine, and experience the events in Milwaukee. Back in Rutherford County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know
them here in this big city we're in, but when I go back... Rolling on with Brian Bulaga on a Monday. Old T's birthday on Wildy and Tausch. No Jason Wildy today. Jesse and Tausch holding it down for the week.
You know, if it wasn't for my left knee, I would feel very young yet. But the knee is really getting me. I don't know about you, Blue. I felt pretty good. I mean, you're still very young. I feel like I look at other like 50-year-old dudes, and I'm like, eh, okay. But this last 4 or 5 months has beaten me down, and I'm starting to feel like I'm starting to go into the... Maybe I've had some old man thoughts for a while about digitalization of the money. Like, a lot of stuff that people say
since...
I'm an old man yelling at clouds, which, fine. But, Blue, you still feel fresh. You lost a bunch of weight. You look great. You're golfing. You're winning club championships. You feel pretty good for a couple ACL'd and everything else that you dealt with?
Yeah, you know, for the most part, you know, I'm feeling all right. I think the thing that bothers me the most is my shoulder. It's an absolute like pain, and it's constant. So, I mean, I feel you on that. Like, you know, I think the weight loss helped the knees a little bit. I think for me, at least,
it's a good idea for all of us. Yeah,
yeah, I think it helped me out, but it didn't help my shoulder out at all, like at all. So I don't know what I can do to help that out. So besides a replacement, most likely, I don't know what else is going to take care of that. But some days are better than the others. We'll put it that way.
Yep, that's fair.
I'm sure current members of the Packers offensive line feel that way, too. And speaking of which, Rob Domofsky wrote about Jordan Morgan, the Packers' first-round pick with the 25th overall pick of the 2024 NFL draft.
He certainly looks the part, doesn't he, Blue? Jordan? He looks the part.
He's a good-looking athlete.
He is.
At ESPNWisconsin.com, we have from ESPN's NFL Nation reporters, including Rob Domofsky, 32 first-round picks, 32 first impressions with early observations of the first-round picks of the 2024 class. Here's what Rob Domofsky says from what he's seen of Jordan Morgan. Quote, Morgan hasn't hidden his desire to play left tackle, but at this point, the Packers haven't settled on a spot for him. This offseason, he took turns at every spot on the offensive line except center. The Packers prefer to cross-train all their offensive linemen. Then we get a quote from Matt LaFleur to close out the blurb from Rob Domofsky. Blue, when you hear that, Tausch, when you hear that.
So this is, and you know what's interesting about this? Blue just asked like what his big thing was in his Zach Tom. And I think that I'll be curious if this ends up being a positive, because there's nobody to ask a better question than Blue, because Blue did everything at left tackle, partially because Cliffy didn't practice a ton. So he got all his work at left tackle. I think they dabbled a little bit at guard, but then kind of, you're going to be a tackle. Then you end up playing right tackle for a vast majority of the season, Super Bowl. Would it have been better for you just to go play right tackle? If you knew what you knew now, know now what you know then. So for Jordan, he's going to have to play right tackle in training camp because Zach Tom's not going to practice there. And you don't know if Zach Tom's going to be ready. We all hope he is. But if he's not and Jordan Morgan's one of your best and Rashid Walker's one of your best, is it better if you think that he's going to be your left tackle, move Rashid over to right? If he's going to be your swing guy, how would you, if you're Butkus and Steno and everybody, how would you approach this training camp knowing what you know?
Yeah, I think – if it's me and I'm going into it, I'm giving Morgan a lot of reps at right tackle. I think you have to get him ready. You have to prepare him mentally, because I get he wants to play left tackle, and that's what he said, and that's what he did in college. But you got to be ready to be flexible and move around. And I wasn't ready, to so to speak, when – you know, you went down and they said you're going to play right tackle. I don't think I was ready by any stretch of the imagination, because I'd never taken a pass set on the right side of the offensive line in my entire career. I left tackle and left guard is where I played in college, and then is what I did in training camp with Green Bay. And then when I kicked over, I was very unprepared, but I got used to it after a while. So if they can get him plenty of snaps over there at right tackle to get him comfortable with his footwork and things like that, and still while getting him reps at left tackle and technically competing for that left tackle job as well, that'll benefit him greatly. I think the guard experiment with him, I understand that he's taking reps there, but I think we kind of have to move on from that. I think they need to move on from that. I think this kid's a tackle. I think if you see the way he moves, and obviously he's got great size. I don't really care about the arm length stuff. That's junk. I think he's a tackle.
You've made abundantly clear.
Yeah. That's junk to me. I could care less. Yeah. I think if you give him the reps needed on both sides, I think he'll be ready to roll, in my opinion.
So, Blue, you look at the – and obviously first-round pick, Rashid Walker was not. But if you think that he is the guy, and he is a fluid athlete, I think we've all seen it. That's the reason he was picked, 26th or whatever number that was. Why would you not say – and you can't hand anyone anything, but why not have Rashid Walker bouncing around? Because can he play right tackle? Does he have that? If Jordan's going to be your guy, and you don't know about Zach Tom, Zach Tom hopefully will be starting at right tackle when it comes. If you're going to have Jordan doing all that work at right tackle, is he going to be ready to play left tackle? And I guess that's the question you have, is how do you balance those reps? Are you just going to hand the job to Rashid Walker because Zach Tom is injured? Or are you going to let Jordan Morgan compete with Rashid Walker, and then you don't know what's going to happen at right tackle?
Yeah, but, I mean, you're right.
I love stumping Big Blue.
It is quite the conundrum, so to speak, with competition at the left tackle spot, because I think we hit it last week. I don't think Dillard, unless something goes completely haywire in this competition for left tackle and something with Zach Tom with his recovery goes really haywire as well, which I don't see that happening, will he be in the mix for one of these tackle jobs, right? Like, I think if Zach Tom can't go week one, I think you're going to see Rashid Walker and Jordan Morgan in some form or fashion out there. It would be my guess, right? And then Dillard would be the backup swing guy. With the left tackle gig, I really think that the way Rashid Walker played last year and towards the end and what he did in the playoffs and how he looked, it's hard to just move him, right? Like, because he was a later round pick. He was a little bit of a project early on. Still is a little bit of a project with getting him more consistent and things like that. But if he's going to practice and he's playing well and performing well at left tackle, it's hard to just say, all right, but we're going to try out here now and just completely mess up continuity of the line. Because it's not really with Elton that you're worried about who's playing next to Elton at left guard. So I think Elton is going to perform well no matter what.
Yep.
Who's next to him. It's a matter of then, you know, who's playing next to Sean Ryan at right tackle. That's more of a combination that we got to be looking at and consider with the continuity over there. Two young players. You want to get those guys as many reps as you can together early on so that they're on the same page when it's live fire going on. So if it's me, I'm still sticking with giving Jordan Morgan 50-50 right tackle reps to left tackle reps. I'd start him with the ones at right tackle and get him comfortable there. And then with the twos and threes, kick him in at left tackle, give him some reps there and see how things go. If we get into joint practices and Rashid Walker is struggling and is not performing well and we get pads on and things aren't looking well, well, then you can make that switch midway through camp and start giving Jordan Morgan more reps at left tackle. Like, these are things that they can make on the fly. Like, nothing's set in stone right now, which I think is exciting about this line because it's young and there are pieces that can be moved. It wasn't like when I was there, when you were there, like, hey, we got our tackles. There's maybe one position up for grabs, and there's two guys who can get it, right? Like, and that's really what it was. There's a lot of fluid and moving pieces with this line. As much as we think it's a strong point, guys can be played in different spots right now, which makes this very intriguing and interesting to watch.
Well, you could really make an argument that this injury to Zach Tom really sucks for Jordan. Because they drafted him to be the left tackle. Like, I think that's abundantly clear. And now, because Zach pops his pec, Jordan is going to have to go play right tackle a bunch. And that's going to limit his opportunity to push Rashid Walker at left tackle, because he's going to have to take a bunch of reps at right tackle. Now, overall, for his overarching development, it's probably a good thing. But players want to have a spot, and they want to perfect the craft. Blue didn't want to be playing left guard. You wanted to say, all right, I am going to be right tackle. I'm going to be doing this set. I get to work different angle. I get to really get comboed up with City. I get to start learning all of our little tricks and everything else. And there's a reason guys want that, but this injury to Zach Tom is going to not allow that to happen.
Correct. Yes. I mean, it could have been for Jordan Morgan, it couldn't have been kind of
that sucks for
a
him.
Worse situation. Yeah. And I'm not saying it's an awful situation for him, right? Because he is going to get an opportunity to show, the type of player he is and his versatility and things like that, which is great. And what is good, which maybe a lot of people don't think about, but from an offensive standpoint and a scheme standpoint, you really do learn a lot switching from left side to right side. As hard as it is technically to do it with footwork, for your mental side of understanding the offense, it's really good for you because you see things from two different sides. You understand what the other side of the ball is doing, constantly. If you're playing right tackle, but you've been taking lefts at left tackle, you understand what the left side of the line is doing. You understand the assignments all across the board. It helps you out quite a bit. I will say that it did for me. Once I finally understood how to pass that as a right tackle, and I wasn't worried about just getting a quarterback killed, and I can actually focus on, technique and things like that. It really helped me being able to understand the scheme overall.
Because Blue's 100% right, Matt. Every time you get thrown into the mix to start, you're just like, especially in Green Bay with Favre and Rodgers, you literally are thinking, don't get him killed. Like, legit, because your blank is going to get run out of town. If you give up and just let somebody come screaming in and old boy gets drilled and he pops a shoulder, you're gone. And that, it's a sickness that O linemen have. It really is.
And you know that look you're going to get in the locker room and the way guys are going to treat you.
Oh, God.
Like, you understand it. Like, you know it. Like,
things happen. Thanks for ruining our season, Charlie.
Yeah, exactly. Like, listen, if you get beat for a sack, and, those things happen. Yep. Like, this is the NFL. Like, that's the way things go. You have to understand, especially rookies and young guys going up against great veteran players, you're going to get beat every now and again. It's going to happen. Like, that's life. But if you just blow assignments and dudes are just screaming through B gaps and you're not touching them and they're drilling the quarterback, you get a certain look from other guys on the team, and
it's not very
the quarterback
nice
doesn't really
tr- very unfriendly.
Yeah, then the quarterback doesn't really trust you. It's just, it's a tough spot to be in. So I think it's good for Jordan Morgan that he's learning these different positions, but I think the guard thing is done. I think we got to move on from the guard.
I totally agree with you on that. Totally.
Yeah. I think we're wasting his time giving him reps at guard. It's pointless.
Too fluid of an athlete. Yeah, I agree.
Yep. Brian Bulaga joining us on Wildy and Tausch. Jesse and Tausch today with Jason on vacation. I did ask Tausch last commercial break what he wanted for his birthday, and he said another segment with Brian Bulaga.
That is
would
what
be
I said.
Amazing.
And you know what I really want to know? Because I want to know what Aaron Rodgers, the worst thing he said to you, because I know exactly what he said to me as a player, and this was when he was young. And he wasn't, who he is now.
And we still want to hear what Brian's.
I want to hear what he. I'm sure there's one that he said to you that you remember too.
We still want to hear what Brian thinks of what Jason said about Aaron Rodgers last week. Dude, Brian, can you stick around one more segment with us, please?
I can. I got time.
All right, we'll be back in 2 minutes. More Brian Bulaga to kick off the 10 o'clock hour of Wildy and Tausch. Straight ahead, stick around. It's you, I swear, gonna make it. 10 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch, Jesse and Tausch with Jason on vacation for the week. This week, ESPN Wisconsin, Wisconsin On Demand, and the ESPN Madison and ESPN Milwaukee YouTube channels. And for Tausch's birthday, we get a special treat, a gift.
This is a really nice gift by Blue to give us a third segment.
Brian Bulaga sticks around to join us for an extra segment. We appreciate Brian Bulaga's time, and we appreciate his insight.
Blue, did you see that there is a donkey that has been adopted by like an antelope family? So I know you're a donkey farmer now.
This is not Aaron Rodgers.
I'm not. I am not. That's my neighbor. I am not a donkey farmer.
I thought you had donkeys. Look at you.
Look at you on the video screen
here with a donkey.
This whole time he thought it was his donkeys?
I thought he had donkeys too. I knew he had oranges. Well, you guys, listen, that's false advertising. You got Blue with like a donkey coming out of his, you know, there he is. So you don't have any donkeys.
Oh my God.
Then let's move on to A-Rod. My bad.
I have no donkeys.
Okay. Well, so Blue, what is A-Rod was a feisty cat. I'm sure he still is. What did he ever say to you? Missed the block or had something happen? Did he ever get after you on the field?
So obviously, especially when I was younger, like we talked about, when I was worried about a lot of other different things besides maybe snap count and, you know, making like all the adjustments that he had going on at the line, like I was worried about one single thing, and that was knowing my first assignment that was called in the huddle and then blocking a guy. My rookie year, I had a fair amount of false starts. And I think it might have been later on in the season. And he, I remember, you would ask City, and if you know Sitton, I mean, obviously one of the best guards that I've ever played next to, a lot of people's ever played next to.
Great player.
But you'd ask City a question in the middle of a snap count, he'd freeze up on you. He'd look at you, and he like would look over at you with big eyes like he was saying something, and then he would never say anything. And then the ball would get snapped, or you would move, and you would be wrong, or you know something would happen. And there was a time, I think it was against who was it? It might have been Atlanta in Atlanta the first time when we lost on the field goal early in the season. And I remember, I mean, it was still early for me technically playing right tackle, and it was loud in there. That was the old Atlanta, you know, stadium. It was very dark and loud and echoey in there. And I remember I looked over to sit and I'm like, hey, what's the snap count? And he just kind of looked at me and it was silent. I have no idea. I was like, well, I have no idea. So I'm going to just go. And I went and we got a 5-yard penalty. And
not a good idea.
And Aaron looked at me and he said a couple choice words like, are you going to blankety blank? Pull your blankety blank out of your blankety blank
and
play football today.
Yeah,
and I was just, and I kind of looked at him. I was like, yeah, I'm trying. A lot of blanketies is what he said to me. And then another time, it was actually my last year in Green Bay. We went up to L.A. and Bosa and Ingram gave Dave and I pretty much everything we could ever imagine handling in a game. They absolutely ripped Dave and I apart. Bad game for us. But I remember probably sometime in the second quarter, I don't know if it was me that gave up a sack or if it was Dave or it was both of us getting beat at this. Like,
Dave just texted. He said it was you that gave up the sacks.
So it was probably me. And I remember we walked off and we sat down and he came over to Dave and I. He's like, are you two going to block anybody
that
today?
That's his line. He did that with Cliff and I, and we were like, man, I hope so. It was tough.
Yeah, we were – and Steno overheard it, and Steno came over and said the exact same thing to Dave and I. And Dave and I were like, we're certainly trying.
Yeah. Steno went over and said, why don't you get rid of the ball a little quicker? That would have been nice to your old ball coach.
Steno was like
– just like our
Steno
team.
Steno definitely said –
Our team here is afraid of Wilde, I think the coaches were afraid of Aaron, because it would have been nice for your coach, Steno, to say, hey, get rid of the pill. These guys are pretty good too. But that's not typically how that goes.
Speaking of Wilde,
not normally, no.
Brian Bulaga joining us on Wilde Attack. So Jason's not here, so we get to, you know, make what he said last week with an opinion that much more of a big deal and promote what he said. So here was, in case you missed it, Brian, what Jason Wilde said last week when we were joined by our friend
about Evan. His old buddy.
We were joined by Evan Cohen of Unsportsmanlike, weekday mornings from 5 to 9 a.m. on ESPN Radio. We got a talking about Aaron Rodgers not being at Jets minicamp last week for a unexcused absence for a cause important to him, whatever that may be. Here is what Jason said addressing that situation.
I feel like I know him or knew him better than anybody that's ever covered him. And I still agree. Correspond with him. I have not corresponded with him since this mandatory minicamp thing. But look, I'm not afraid to be critical of him when I think it's deserved. And I don't care that he was there for all the voluntary stuff. I don't care that this should not be a major factor in whether they win or lose games this season. I just think that hypocrisy is really, really, really a bad look. And you can't 3 months ago say you need to get everything out of the building that is a distraction and doesn't contribute to winning, and then whatever, I don't care what this is. I don't think he's becoming a father. I don't think he's getting married. So whatever this is that caused him to miss these 2 days, especially given his behavior since getting to New York, which I think has been his way of admitting that I screwed up in 2022 by skipping the offseason program with a bunch of young guys coming into the team, and that was arsonist-esque. The fact that you say one thing and then your behavior betrays what you said about the organization is a really bad look, and there's no excuse for it.
You saw Tausch's eyes go, whoa, in that clip on the video stream and on the Wilde and Tausch social media accounts. Brian, when you heard Jason Wilde say that, what did you think?
Oh, well, there's a lot to unpack with this. Listen, I've said this to you guys, and I've said it to Jason, and the off-season program to me is, especially as you're an older player, and Tausch, you know this, I liked it because I got to be with the guys and play golf and drink beers on the weekend. You know, it was a good time. I enjoyed it. I had nowhere else to be, right? I mean, I really didn't. Like, I'm not an A-list celebrity. I'm not a politician, or you know, I don't hang out with politicians. I never did.
Ayahuasca?
So, yeah.
You like ayahuasca?
Nope, I don't like that either.
Fair.
But I did enjoy being in Green Bay and, you know, getting a workout in and going to play golf right after the workout and then having some beers on the course and, you know, maybe a couple later on too. I don't know what Aaron Rodgers' schedule is right now or what he went to do or, you know, kind of – I don't know what it was. I don't know if it came out. I saw Cowherd said that he would know what it was. He would reveal what Aaron was doing the following day. I don't even know if that ever happened or not.
He never – He. But in you fairness know. To Colin, he is all about interesting. He doesn't care if he's right. Continue.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. I don't think he ever came out with what he – what Aaron was doing. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it really matters, to be honest with
you.
Yep,
I agree.
I don't think it's a big deal, in my opinion.
Yeah, right? Blue, I agree with you, and I'm just curious why the Jets would make it a big deal. The Jets could have just said, you know what, you've been here all, give an excuse to absence. He was there all offseason. If you don't want to crack eggs, just say that and move on. But you don't, and then all of a sudden it becomes this thing, and it makes your organization look completely dysfunctional. Now, you have already bent over to let Aaron Rodgers kind of get things that he wants, and you went through this whole process. You knew it was going to create a firestorm, and it has. And you didn't have to do it, but you chose to go down that route. Why, I don't know. And I'm certain, we both know this young man, he is not going to be excited about having to deal with this. When he, I'm sure, went to them and said, hey, I'm going to be here all offseason. I have this planned. I'm going to be gone. Make it an excused absence and let's just be done. And when they don't, it makes you wonder what that relationship is looking like after a season that went haywire because of his injury.
So maybe I'm wrong on this, and I don't think I am looking
blue.
At it.
I love speculative blue.
And I think we got now with even with a very talented roster that the Jets have, right? A very talented. If you look at them on paper, they are very talented. Defensively, one of the best in the league. Offensively, they added linemen. They have weapons. They have obviously a Hall of Fame quarterback. But I think what this is, with Salah doing this, I think there's some CYA early on being done right now. I think there's some CYA being happening in case something happens
your blank
in this season.
For all the people that don't know what CYA is.
Your blankety blank. Yeah.
Yep. I think Salah is starting to prepare in case something goes wrong.
Mm-hmm.
He can revert back to something that happened, or there wasn't full commitment, or and kind of excuse himself from what's been going, like this instance right now. Like, hey, to me, Aaron Rodgers,
Robert,
missing.
If this ship goes down, you're with it. I'm telling you that right now.
Oh yeah, believe me, there's 100%. That's 100%. But I don't see Aaron Rodgers missing 2 days of a mini camp as the reason why they're going to be successful or they are going to be failures this year. That has absolutely nothing to do with it. I don't care what anybody says, and I get what Wilde said with like being hypocritical and things like that. But I was with Aaron for a long time. If he had something going on, I know that he probably even addressed this in January with them potentially, maybe even and telling them, hey, I will be there, like you said, all off season, but these 2 days I'm gone. I got something going on. And we don't know what he's doing, right? No one knows what he's doing. I don't know if he's overseas, maybe getting treatments on his Achilles. I don't know if he's got family or personal things. Like, I have no idea, and it's really none of my business. But him missing these 2 days, non-factor. It's a non-factor for me. And it, to me, it, like you said, it only got blown up because Salah made it an issue.
Yeah,
he made it an issue.
That's the week when your organization isn't strong and you have people that need to CYA, you're in big trouble.
Yep.
You're in big trouble.
To me, and maybe I'm looking at it the wrong way, but there's no need for him to even come out with that, right? Like, even if it wasn't excused, you still come out and say he had permission, and then you deal with that internally with Aaron and with his agent, and you figure out and with the owner, you sit down and say, hey, this wasn't excused, we need to figure this out. After, you don't go out to the media and just let it go. And now, because they're going to report back to training camp, and the only topic is going to be about what happened on this meaningless 2-day mini camp, that's all it's going to be.
Yep.
And I'm going to tell you, he's not going to be happy
answering the questions. He's not going to be happy about this. And there is going to be a monster disconnect. And I'm telling you, if that team doesn't get off to a fast start, it is going to be a circus. And it'll be fun to watch from the outside.
It already is.
Yeah.
Brian, thanks so much for the extra time. Oh, sorry, I cut you off. One more thought from you. Go ahead.
No. I'm just saying. I agree. It will be fun. But you just have to imagine, if he stays healthy, with the talent that they have, they should be fine.
Yeah.
Like, they should be fine. But you said if they don't get off to a fast start,
and their schedule is
tough early.
Very difficult.
Oh, yes.
And
a lot of primetime games.
And as you know, that's the beauty of a young team. Young teams, they don't know any better. Old teams, they do. And that is an old team. And there'll be a psychological thing of, oh, I'm getting off this ship. Trade me, get me out of here, much more so than let's fight and stick together. What I just saw these last couple days, it doesn't feel like there's a lot of sticking together. It's like, how do I cover myself? Your CYA thing is absolutely perfect. Blue, thanks for the birthday wishes. Thanks for the extra time. We always appreciate it.
All right, guys, take care.
He's talking about having a cold
birthday.
Beer. I appreciate you. He's talking about having a cold beer. Old T's talking about a cold beer. You know it's Coors Light brewed with a 3-step cold process, cold lager, cold filtered, and it's cold packaged, so it's made to chill in those mountains. Woo. She was a hot one yesterday. She's going to be hot all week. You better make sure that that silver bullet is blue mountained, and I'm talking extra blue mountained because you need it to be chilled to perfection. Celebrate responsibly, Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
We're going to get to Tausch's Golf Corner coming up next. You got Tausch's Tennis
Minute. And I have some thoughts. I thought I missed a lot of yesterday, but I loved what ended up happening.
We will talk about that next. Plus, is there a new Tausch doppelganger in our midst? We'll talk about it next. It's Wilde and Tausch.